Welcome back to Her On Air. Today I'm joined by a startup that was founded by friends Nikki and Leah last year, in part to remove the stigmas and taboos surrounding our periods. Meet On, spelt O-H-N-E, the brand that delivers 100% organic cotton tampons. But that is certainly not all it does. Check out its Instagram page and you'll be met with images of empowered and liberated women who are not shying away from the fact that all women have periods. There's no blue liquid instead of red blood or women dancing through fields in white dresses. This is a real depiction of real women in all their shapes and sizes. So without further ado, Nikki and Leah, I'm super excited to have you on Her On Air today. Could we start by a quick overview and intro from you both and what brought you together?
100%. Well, thank you so much for having us. I'm Nikki, and I'm obviously one of the co-founders of On. Leah and I have known each other for, 10 years now, Leah?
Yeah, 10 years. It's been that long. So Nix and I actually met on our very first day of uni. We were put in the rooms next door to each other. I was dreading going to uni, couldn't stand the idea of it, but Nix saved the day. And I think that we were joined at the hips kind of ever since that moment. And then fast forward to 2016, I think it was, and Nix and I were catching up over a glass of wine, chatting about, Nikki started her period that night. So her period came up. So Nix and I were catching up in 2016, drinking wine as all good stories start, and Nikki came on her period, rushed upstairs and came bouncing back down the stairs, kind of waving this pad that was wrapped in plastic but also had purple hearts on the pad itself. And that triggered
so angry.
She was so angry. But that triggered the conversation around why we're made to feel shame every single time we have a period, every single time we bleed. This feeling of shame is perpetuated, and why does that happen? Which led us to kind of look into the industry, how we could create our own products and how we could create products that were not only good for your body, good for the planet, but also kind of serve to actually empower you during the time that you bled too.
And coming on, before we deep dive into the business, what are the biggest stigmas around periods? Is it the fact that no one talks about it and is embarrassed to talk about it, or is it a much wider industry and societal problem?
So I think there's so many issues around it. I think that it's a much, much wider issue that causes individuals to not want to talk about menstruation. It's obviously one of the most natural things in the world. Every single person that's on this planet has come from a uterus that at some point bled. It really doesn't get more normal than that. But the fact, for hundreds and hundreds of years, periods have obviously been such a taboo topic, such a kind of shunned upon part of the cycle and part of the thing that's kind of being a woman and kind of being a person that bleeds. We're here to really, really normalize that, start talking very loudly and proudly about everything to do with blood and periods and discharge. We kind of cause quite a lot of shock at some places we go as well, because we talk a little bit too loudly perhaps.
The amount of bad stares that we've gotten having really, really loud conversations about things that definitely shouldn't be talked about normally on the tube. But I think that really helps to broaden the conversations around it. And from my perspective, the biggest problem is that because we're not talking about periods, there's just a lack of information. There's a lack of information about the kinds of products that people who bleed have access to or should have access to, a lack of information about the impact of using those kinds of products, and then a lack of information on the sort of environmental impact as well of using plastic packaged products.
I mean, we are in 2020 and there's never been better time for a proper conversation and an honest conversation, in my opinion. If we go back a few steps, in terms of the kind of mainstream period products, so the person that's walking into a high street store who is buying their tampons, can you talk me through what is actually in those tampons? Because until I came across you guys, I must say I was probably one of those ignorant consumers that really never really thought about the environment and the environmental impact aside from the plastic that's covered in them. Can you talk me through a bit about the fabrics and the materials that are used to make our period products, and then where you guys come in?
Absolutely. So firstly, there's absolutely no ignorance in that at all. The majority of people have no idea what tampons or pads are made of, because there are literally no disclosure regulations in the industry whatsoever. There's actually more disclosure regulations on pet food than there are on tampon ingredients, which is just something that we really struggle to get our heads around. So your mainstream tampon is kind of a synthetic mess, really. It's viscose polyester, rayon. They are bleached to make them white. So there's a very small amount of non-organic cotton that is then bleached, leaving byproduct of dioxin. You've also got obviously the pesticides, herbicides as well from that non-organic cotton. The strings are glued in with a non-biodegradable matter as well. And because of the synthetic nature of the tampons, they will take up to 500 years to biodegrade. And that's not the wrapper, that's not the applicator, that is the kind of the innocent looking pearly white tampon itself. When you look at pads as well, it's a very, very similar ingredient list, but they also have the equivalent of 4 plastic bags in every single pad, which we think is such a shocking statistic. I mean, there's people...
4 plastic bags.
I know, 4 plastic bags.
Wow.
It is crazy. And there are so many people that are actively making amazing efforts to kind of repurpose bags, use reusable bags when they're doing their shopping. But there's no disclosure regulations on pads, so you wouldn't know that there's plastic at all in the pads itself. So pads, again, will take up to 500 years to biodegrade. They take longer to biodegrade than the lifetime of the person who used them, and they are obviously just piling up. So all of our pads and tampons are 100% organic cotton, and that is it. Biodegrade completely within 3 months. Obviously better for the environment, but also much kinder to your body as well.
And I know that your tampons and products are made from organic cotton. Can you talk me through a bit about that process? How easy is it to make organic cotton tampons? Where do the suppliers come from? How does the testing look like? Was that kind of the overall mission for when you started? You both sat down and said, right, this has to be eco-friendly. Or was it a much longer process, I imagine?
So initially it was more about creating a brand that people could feel proud of. They could pick up their tampon and they could walk across their office and not slide up their sleeve. And it very quickly, when we realized the ingredients, we didn't know, we didn't have a clue about the ingredients in tampons. And it was when we realized that there was no disclosure regulations, what the ingredients actually looked like. That was the kind of the moment that we decided that we were going to quit our jobs and go full time and really, really do this and create different products. However, there's also, it's kind of the organic industry is a bit of a messy one, because you can have up to 1% organic material and call your product organic, which is something that's really, really hard to navigate. And then finding the right suppliers, finding the right manufacturing chain, that supply chain, making sure it is 100% clean. So what we did was looked to make sure that we were working with GOTS, the Global Organic Textile Society. So GOTS registered farmers, so right the way through our supply chain. So GOTS registered farmers and obviously manufacturers as well. So it hasn't been easy by any means. There are very few out there, and we also wanted to make sure that everything was in Europe, which was another battle that we faced, but we got there eventually. So the majority of our tampons now come out of a gorgeous factory in Europe, all hydroelectric powered as well, so kind of ticking the double green box. All the energy, the excess energy that the factory doesn't need, is also pumped back into the neighboring towns so they can use the energy too. So yeah, all organic and all very made very greenly too.
Sounds like a journey, but that you got there in the end. And I'd love to talk a bit more about the brand, because when you log onto your Instagram or you look at your website, it is like unlike any other sanitary product or tampon brand I have ever come across. So when you sat down and were thinking about the brand and the mission, two questions. A, how would you describe the brand in a couple of words? If you had to pick two or three words, what are they? And who is the On customer?
So describing On in two or three words, I mean, I would say On is the TMI friend, that friend that just has far too much information to tell everyone. That's what we want to do. We want to share the information. We want to share, obviously, the products as well. But really, as Nick said earlier, we want to bridge that gap between what you don't learn in kind of your sex education, menstrual health education at school, and then getting to the point where you're Googling something and you end up on WebMD and you're told you've got cervical cancer. So I would say On might be the like TMI friend, but Nix, I don't know if you've got any other thoughts on that.
I would completely agree. I think the thing with the brand is that we always knew from the beginning that to make change in this industry, we had to be quite bold. And that definitely from the very beginning conception of On, not everyone would get it. And it was going to be kind of like Marmite, where you either absolutely fanatically loved it or it was really just too in your face. And I think that's with the period industry completely changing in the last couple of years, we've seen a lot more acceptance towards our branding and a lot more excitement around it. But definitely in those early days, it was a bit of a shock factor that our customers had towards the brand.
Which was something that we absolutely loved, because even if you don't like it, and we get this so many times on Facebook ads, anything that we're pumping out, if people don't like it and actively tell us that they don't like it, they don't like the branding, they don't like to see blood, they don't like XYZ, they are engaging with it and they're talking about it and they're opening a conversation. And then it's having that conversation, which is kind of the thing that is starting to change taboos and change how people experience and think about their cycles and their periods. So even those people that are disliking the branding are actually getting involved, and we think that's really, really powerful.
I couldn't agree. Step one is starting the conversation, and step two is action. And I definitely also agree that I would describe your brand as bold. One of the reasons I am an avid user of your service, and the reason why I think you guys are so clever, is the fact that you offer a monthly subscription. I must say, until I came across your website, and well, I first came across you via Instagram, I'd never considered a monthly subscription to tampons. But then, where the rational part in my brain was saying, okay, this is something that every girl, woman, starts and has for a number of years, pretty much every month, and actually that would mean that I have to do one less trip to the shops, and what an incredible idea. Was that part of the mission, and can you talk me through a bit about the pricing and what you get in that monthly service?
Subscription was definitely always part of the model, because at the very beginning, getting access to organic period products was very difficult. So when we first started conceptualizing the brand 3 years ago, if you wanted to find organic period products, you had to really search, and it was only in the very niche organic shops that you could get them. So especially if you weren't living in London, you had to drive, what were you driving, 40-minute round trip just to get access to your organic products. So we felt that, number one, we knew that we were always unprepared for our periods, like 69% of women are. So it's the convenience element and the access. We felt that that was two really, really important things for really opening the doors to women having more choices when it came to their periods. So one of the things we're most passionate about is that for so long, women have only had a few options. You go into the pharmacy or into the supermarket and you've got maybe two or three brands that you can choose from. We really think it's important that women have access to choose the brand that works for them, choose a service that works for them, and have access to a range of products. So the subscription element was always really, really important.
I mean, complete game changer, if you ask me. And I know you guys launched, was it last year? Is that right?
So we soft launched in 2018 with one tampon. Literally, we had a non-app tampon and that was it. Some very glitchy tech as well. And then we did kind of a much bigger launch last year. Yeah.
Glitchy tech is how all good startups launch.
Always.
Be the way. I mean, you guys have really obviously scaled overnight and had a huge amount of growth from what it looks like from an outside user. What are the kind of pinch me moments on the journey so far? I know you guys have raised external funding, and talking from a personal point of view, I know that's no easy task. What have been the real highlights so far?
Oh gosh, there are so many. I think one of my really, really early highlights would have been when we first started sending out the subscription boxes and seeing customers posting about it on Instagram. We had a friend very early on in the journey tell us that we would never, ever be able to build a brand or community around tampons on Instagram, because women would just not convene around something like that. So we definitely set out to prove him wrong from the very beginning. So those early days, seeing customers really loving the brand, really excited to share these kinds of products on Instagram. And I had definitely never, ever seen anyone post a tampon on Instagram before. So that was definitely a pinch me moment.
I'm sure. Is that friend now subscribing to On?
It was actually a guy. So unfortunately not, but he's definitely looked back and definitely taken that back for sure.
And talking about men more generally, what role do you think men have in changing attitudes to our menstrual cycles and in periods more generally? Is this a conversation that we need to be having at home?
I mean, I think there's some conversations that I just go too far. So my dad, for example, he will go into the supermarket.
I love this story so much.
Honestly, the most embarrassing thing. He will go into a supermarket, he will walk down the menstrual health aisle, and he will see women picking up kind of your mainstream tampons, and he will actually go up to them, hugely embarrassing, I've told him to not do this so many times, and he'll be like, oh, you shouldn't really use those, they'll take 500 years to biodegrade, they're bad for your body, do you know there's actually plastic in them, etc, etc. Mortifying, absolutely mortifying. He does it out of the absolute best place of best place in his heart, but it is the most mortifying thing. So I think it is amazing to have these conversations. And I think Nick and I are so lucky. We've got loads of male investors. We've got a board that also has men on it that are so passionate, so involved, want to, it's not just kind of about the kind of the revenues and the profits that the company makes, it's actually about making change. And we have impact investors behind us as well who are so passionate about making this change. And that is really driven from a lot of men who actively go out and they want to learn about the industry. They want to speak to all the women in their lives and get not just kind of their wife's opinion, but actually a huge range of opinions. They Google, they're on like forums, they're asking people. And I think that getting men involved in the conversation is an amazing thing, kind of getting partners to understand cycles. My partner, as an example, literally tracks my period, my cycle, so he knows exactly when I'm due on, when I'm going to be in a good mood, when I'm actually going to be PMSing, when he needs to be a little bit more sensitive about maybe the topics of conversation, or when I just need that back rub because I've got period pain. So I think having those conversations and trying to speak more widely with everyone in your lives about periods, about menstruation, being open in the office, etc. Getting everyone involved in that conversation is really important.
I'd imagine starting the conversation is probably the hardest part. You know, following it up with the stat and the kind of brand that you guys have is the easy part in comparison to having that first ever chat with your dad or your partner about, you know, why you're subscribing to tampons or just even about the industry or about what's happening inside your body. It is super fascinating. But I know that not everyone may feel comfortable talking about it. So for those younger girls out there who have just started their period or that just don't feel comfortable and feel a bit embarrassed about it, what are your top tips to any listeners who are in that category?
So I would say that it's really normal to feel that. It's really normal to be embarrassed and kind of or not feel totally comfortable. I remember my dad bought me my first ever period products and put my first ever pads and congratulated me. He said, well done, something embarrassing about being a woman. And I honestly wanted the ground swallowing me up, like being there, gone through that experience. And it's definitely tough. There's loads of online resources to go to. And I think friends are always a really, really good place to start having this conversation and normalizing having those conversation, like getting you used to having those conversations. So starting with friends, I think is a great place to start before going to friends, wider friends, family, any men in your life, etc. So I think friends is an amazing place to start as well. There's loads of online forums. We're always happy to help as well. Any questions that you feel that you can't ask other people, we're always here to help. And that's one of the biggest things that we do on our customer service is actually answer questions from people that just aren't quite sure about things or recently started their period. But yeah, I would say go to friends first, start trying to normalize this conversation, start asking questions if something doesn't feel quite right or you think, or you're having a different experience. Have a reach around, talk to friends because it's likely that they've had the same experience too.
And are there any particular books or articles that you guys have come across that have made you, you know, as people that know a lot about this industry, really stop and think that you'd recommend as well?
Definitely. So Period Power, I think it's Maisie Hill. Nick's Maisie Hill wrote Period Power, didn't she? Amazing, absolutely amazing. Like I still learn so much about it. I think I've read it twice now and there's always things that you take away from it. So that would be a definite must read for me.
There's also an amazing illustration book by Natalie Byrne that I would definitely recommend. It's beautiful and it's really inclusive in the language that it uses around menstruation and cycles. So definitely recommend that one too.
And on a bit more of a personal note, what are your kind of personal top tips about what you recommend eating and drinking throughout a cycle for people that struggle with period pains and are new to kind of experiencing other ways of doing things? Have you got any top tips about how to make those couple of days or weeks slightly less more bearable, shall I say?
We are both super fanatical about CBD on and around your period. It started a couple of years ago. We met someone who gave us some CBD samples to try for pain and just for managing our cycles. We're both super skeptical. And a few days later, when we both had our period, we were complete converts. It kind of just opened the idea to us that your period is not something that you have to endure. You know, just because we don't speak about the various different things that you can do to sort of understand that time of the month better, understand your cycle better, and understand your hormones better, doesn't mean it's not out there. So definitely understanding how your hormones fluctuate during the month can be so key to understanding why you're feeling certain things, why you're craving certain foods, why you don't want to work out on the week before. And it's been a real game changer, kind of learning about my hormones as well as just how I feel on those 5 days that I'm bleeding, and then incorporating CBD to help with that. So I'm a big, big fan of CBD in my bath when I'm on my period. Helps just relax my entire body. And it feels just like a real kind of bundle of self-care in a time when I'm generally not feeling my best.
We also have recently launched, as well as the CBD products, we've recently launched a herbal tincture called Yin and Tonic, which is something that I have been using for years and years for some reasons. I basically can't take paracetamol or ibuprofen. So I would always turn to kind of natural pain relief. And so CBD was a game changer for me, total game changer. But we've got a supplement called Yin and Tonic as well, which I now take on a daily basis. You can take it when cramps hit as well. And absolutely swear by that. I was literally, I was saying to the team earlier that I was up at like 2 o'clock in the morning with period pain, and literally went straight for CBD, straight for Yin and Tonic, and was asleep again within like 20 minutes. So it was the dream.
Yin and Tonic sounds like that might be coming in my Christmas stocking from Santa. So it sounds like a bit of a miracle. And obviously, you guys mentioned that you have social impact entrepreneurs and investors, and that obviously this is a much wider conversation. We know that period poverty is a massive worldwide issue. And I know that you guys also do have a social enterprise arm and clearly feel very passionate about it. Could you talk me through a bit about that collaboration and why it's so important?
For sure. So we've been working with the School Club Zambia for 2 years now. They are a local organization in Zambia that I've worked with previously and I know the founders of really well. They basically noticed that in rural Zambian schools, the girls there were just not getting access to period products at all or the education that they needed to really understand their bodies. So what we do is we donate a percentage of our profits to the School Club Zambia so that they can run workshops for the girls in school so that they can understand what's going on with their menstrual and sexual health. They also build toilet blocks to ensure that the girls always have a safe place and a clean place to change their period products. And they also run tailoring workshops to help them learn how to make pads out of reusable materials. We really wanted to make sure that if we were working in this kind of context, it wasn't that we were leading how change was being made in those countries, but really kind of just giving our support to local organizations on the ground that know what they're doing and know the sort of ways to help in a context that makes sense. And it's been a really amazing collaboration so far. We also collaborate on a sort of one-off basis with a lot of period poverty charities in the UK for events and giveaways, making sure that we're not just sort of collaborating with an organization abroad, but also making sure that we're addressing period poverty that happens in the UK as well.
We always say that the consumer votes with their pound and where they choose to spend money, and it sounds like you guys have, and I've seen in action, amazing collaborations. There's always something new you guys are up to or a purpose that I feel like I should have known about that I want to choose to support. I think it's incredible. And my last question to you both is, what is success? What does the next 5 to 10 to 30 years look like for you both personally and for the company?
Success for us, we've always said that we want On to be one of the most impactful period product brands in the world. And for us, that impact is something that we want to be able to measure. So both on the environmental side, we want to be able to look back in 5 years' time and be actually able to quantify how much plastic we've saved going into the world as a result of people choosing to buy plastic-free and organic products instead, and also measuring the impact of our community, so bringing people together to have the conversations around periods they weren't having before and really giving them access to the education they need to really own their cycle, so understanding their hormones, understanding their body, and understanding what they really need to thrive. That for us would be success.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with everything Nick's just said. I think for us, success is actually doing the good and being able to look back and say, kind of, we've changed X many periods. There's X fewer people that are suffering from period poverty. We've kind of bettered the environment and looked after the environment in a huge way. And I think that is the true driver between us, not just Nicky and I, but our entire team, is actually kind of creating authentic and really tangible change in the world.
I always find it fascinating that a company's mission is always so huge and sometimes feels impossible, but I have no doubt if someone's going to make it happen, it is you guys. Nikki and Leah, thank you so much. It has been a total pleasure interviewing you for Her On Air. If our listeners want to find you on Instagram and your website, could you just give the details so that they can go and do all of their Christmas stocking shopping in advance?
Absolutely. So you can find us at www.on.com, which is O-H-N-E.com. On Instagram, we are @I'm_on. Again, it's O-H-N-E. And if anyone would love to try a box, there's one on us. Just pop the code FREEBOX in at checkout and you can have your first box free. Or if you want 20% off CBD products to give them a try, then just pop CBD20 into the checkout and that'll give you 20% off too.
Fabulous. I'm going to be sharing that straight with my office after this recording. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Thank for having
you so
us.
Much.
Bye.
Bye.